Are you glad this morning?
Yes.
I will rejoice. Why? For he has made me glad. The Lord has done great things for us, hasn't he? Here we are, we're just on the cusp of another year. We have, it's just gone after midnight, after 12 noon. You know, we've got less than 60 hours of this year left. 60 hours time, we'll be saying goodbye 2019. Happy New Year 2020. God has been faithful, hasn't he? Now, I'm sure really for all of us, the year has probably had its ups and downs, its highs and lows. I'm sure there have been probably things in the year that you wish just passed away and, if you like, never come back. And perhaps there were things that you really excited you in the new year. But, you know, one thing we find, and this is important for us as Christians, as believers, God takes us. See, our God is a God of times and seasons. And he takes us from one season to another. He takes us from one phase to another. And it's interesting that when God moves you from one season to another, yes, we want to hear the voice of God as to what God is saying. And this is scripture because if you read, for example, when Jesus was ascending into heaven in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 7, he told his disciples saying, "It is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority." In Genesis chapter 1 verse 14, he says, God says, "Let there be lights to the firmness of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons, for days and for years." The point I'm making here is this: we serve a God of times and seasons. We serve a God who moves us, if you like, from one phase in our life, from one season of our lives into another. And here we are right now, we're on the verge, on the cusp of another season. And this season, of course, we're talking about is moving to another year. And quite understandably so, and quite rightly so, as Christians, as believers, as children of God, we want to know, you know, what is God saying for us in the new year? What does God want us to do? Where are we going? What's going to happen? And that's quite understandable for us as Christians to have that attitude, to have that mindset. What I want to tell us this morning, I want to really encourage us as we go into the new year 2020 is this: the Lord has gone before you. Amen. Amen? Amen? The Lord has gone before you. He knows the beginning from the end. We haven't yet stepped into 2020, but I want to tell you, God is already there. And he knows what's going to happen right from the very first day, the 1st of January 2020. He knows what's going to happen right at the 31st of December 2020. He knows why, because he has already gone before us. And I believe, therefore, our response as God's people is that if God has gone before us, that we'll put our trust, our hope, our confidence in the one who knows the end from the beginning, who knows what will happen, and therefore is able to divinely direct and instruct us as we go into the new year. Take your Bible, please, with me to Deuteronomy chapter 31. Deuteronomy 31. And I'm going to read the first 8 verses. Deuteronomy 31, from verse 1 to 8. Then Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel. And he said to them, "I am 120 years old today. I can no longer go out and come in. Also, the Lord has said to me, 'You shall not cross over this Jordan. The Lord your God himself crosses over before you. He will destroy these nations from before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua himself crosses over before you, just as the Lord has said. And the Lord will do to them as he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and their lands, when he destroyed them. The Lord will give them over to you, that you may do to them according to every commandment which I have commanded you. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Father, as you have started with us already, as you have already been speaking to us, Lord, continue to speak. Continue, Lord, to touch our lives. Continue, Lord, to instruct us. And may we follow you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Verse 6 of the passage we read there says, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. As I said earlier on, the Lord has already gone before us. When there is a season of change in our lives, there are those who look at it perhaps with fear, with apprehension and worry. There are those who look at it with expectation as to what would happen. There are those who are perhaps nonplussed about it, not really bothered, it's just, yeah, whatever, it happens. There are all sorts of expectations, feelings, emotions that go on in our lives as we move from one year, from one season to another. But I want to encourage us as believers, as children of God, that as we experience change, as we experience another season, as we experience another time in our lives, as we grow up, as we become older, as we mature, that God is with us. Amen. And whatever the year throws at us, the God who will bring us into 2020 will see us through the end of the year. Amen. Now, I know perhaps like me, you would have heard the sad news of a man and his two children who perished on Christmas Eve in some resort in Spain. You know, sad news. I was reading up, and the guy was a pastor of a Redeemed Church in South London, and you know, they got into all kinds of difficulties, and the three of them perished. And we could look at that, those kind of stories, and say to ourselves, God, what's going on? Why did this happen? A family were celebrating their Christmas, having a nice time, and this and all that has happened. And yes, I don't know about you, but my heart was sad. It was grief. Of course, I don't know the people, never heard of them. But of course, your heart's sad and grieved about it. And you wonder, God, what's going on? Why is this happening? You know, sometimes we don't have the answers to what happens in life, people of God. And one thing I've realized as a pastor, I never try to give people answers to everything because we don't have them. But one thing that we do know is this. Whatever we're going through, God is with us. Whatever we're going through, God knows the beginning from the end. And he knows the plan, the purpose he has for our lives, even if at times it doesn't make sense to us and it baffles us and it overwhelms us. The confidence that we must always hold on to is that God is with us. The confidence, people of God, that we must always hold on to is that he will neither leave us nor forsake us. The confidence that we need to hold on to, people, is that no matter the wind and the waves, no matter how things are raging, our God is still with us. And he remains with us, and he goes before us, and he knows what he is doing, even if in our lives at times it does not make sense. And therefore, people, as we move into another year, be encouraged this, that if you are a child of God, if you believe in God, if you put your trust in God, he is with you. Amen. And he will see you through the year. He will neither leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Does that mean that there won't be ups and downs? No, of course it doesn't mean that. Does that mean that there won't be battles? No, it doesn't mean that. Does it mean at times that you might feel a bit tired and fed up? No, it doesn't mean that. But what it means is this: every step of the way, the Lord is with you and he will bring you out. That is why the psalmist could say words like, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Now, you can't tell me that if someone is talking about walking through the valley of the shadow of death, now that cannot be an interesting time. That could not be an easy time. That could be a very stressful time. That could be a hard time. But the point is this. He said, I will fear no evil. Why? Because my God is with me. It may be hard. It may be tough. It may be all sorts of things. But one confidence I have that I will never let go of is that my God is with me every step of the way. Yes. And therefore, people of God, as we move into a new year, we're going to hold on to that firmly and securely. And I want to therefore use the passage that we've read of the children of Israel on the verge of entering into the promised lands to show us and to help us understand what we do as we move into our new season. You see, the children of Israel here were on, if you like, the cusp of another season or change for them. On two fronts, according to this passage. One change for them was that they were on the verge of entering into the promised land. They were on the verge of crossing over Jordan to this land of milk and honey that God had promised for them. A monumental change where once they moved into that land, they'll no longer be sojourners, just walking around, but they'll have the land that God has for them. The second change that they were about to experience was a change of leadership. Moses was about to die because he did not obey God, and God therefore said, you're not going to take the people into Jordan, into the promised lands. And therefore a new leader by the name of Joshua had been raised up to take the people into the promised lands. So we see two changes going on, two factors right now for the children of Israel that they're going to experience as they carry on their journey. Now, for them, perhaps it could have been, they could have been a bit maybe afraid, perhaps, maybe worried or scared what's going to happen. Moses is not going to be with us anymore. We're not going to be, if you like, roaming around in the promised lands. How would they cope? What would things be like? What would be any difference? All sorts of questions might have been going through their minds. And the same thing for us, as we move to this new season of ours, all sorts of questions could be going through your mind, especially if perhaps this year has not been a good year for you. But the one word, the one message that Moses gave to the children of Israel in this passage is this: the Lord your God, he is the one who goes before you. That was the word that they needed, even though they didn't know what was going to befall them as they carried on. And I tell us, people of God, that is the word too that we need, because no one knows what's going to happen in 2020. What we do is that we put our confidence in our God. Anyone who tells you that they know what's going to happen in 2020 is what you would call a soothsayer, a medium, a wizard, or what have you. At times, even we as believers, we don't know. God might tell us a few things here and there as to what's happening. He might reveal to us a few things. But for anyone who tells you that they've got 2020 completely mapped out, and they know what's going to happen every day of the year, I'd advise you to stay clear of such a person. And instead, put your hope and confidence in God. So the children of Israel were experiencing this change. And therefore, Moses had to give them various instructions and guidance to what to do. And I believe that as we experience our change, i.e. a change of year, we too can learn from this as to what we should do and how we should behave and react as we go into the new year 2020. Yes. So first thing we learn is this. As I've said, and as I've retitled it, the Lord goes before us. Yes. You see, I love that. The Lord goes before you. You see, when someone goes before you to do something, it means they already know what's going to happen in that year. Someone who goes before you, someone who can clear the way for you, or could even tell you the pitfalls to avoid and what you should or shouldn't do. In warfare, you have people who perhaps initially might just want to go and spy the lands, so that when the soldiers are coming to war, they could tell them, you know, avoid this place or avoid that place, go here. all sorts of things, because what they've done is that they've got the intelligence of what lies in front of them, and they can therefore tell them what to do. Now, God's word tells us that he's gone before us. He knows what will happen. He knows exactly what's going to happen in the year. And therefore, people of God, doesn't it therefore make sense for us to put our trust in him? Shouldn't our reaction, our response therefore be, I'm going to listen to the voice of God. I'm going to hear what God is telling me this year, and I'm going to therefore react to it. Why? Because he's gone before me. He knows what's going to happen. Therefore, if God is warning us, if God is telling us what we should or we shouldn't do, it makes sense for us people to listen to the voice of God. I want to encourage us in this year, 2020, as we go along, let's listen to the voice of God. Let's hear what God is saying. You see, as I was last week one day praying, and there's one verse of scripture which came to me. And for me, it's quite a worrying position. You remember the time when Eli was the priest of Israel, and Samuel was the young boy there ministering before Eli. There's a verse you find in 1 Samuel. It says this: the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. And I say to myself, God, please, no. Let that not be for us. Let that not be our portion. The word of the Lord was rare. But God is always speaking. God is always speaking. He shouted to his people, why was the word of the Lord rare? You know why? Because sin had got in the way, and therefore people were not listening to God. Because sin had reared its ugly head. And instead of people listening to God and trying to hear the voice of God, they were doing their own thing. It wasn't that God wasn't speaking, but the people were not listening. The people are not responding to God. People of God, let me challenge you. Let this year 2020 be a year in which you will listen to God. Yeah. Let this be a year, 2020, in which you will say, just like the young boy Samuel, Master, speak, for your servant hears. Because he has gone before us to instruct us. He has gone before us to guide us. He has gone before us to tell us what to do. So in this new year, first of all, God goes before you. Secondly, from this passage, it says he will destroy the nations. Let's understand this and let's put it in this context. The children of Israel were going to their promised lands. The nations, the people around them, were the obstacles to them getting to where God wants them to go. So by God destroying the nations, what he was doing, he was destroying the obstacles to them getting to where he wants them to go to. And I pray for us in the name of Jesus, every obstacle, every barrier, every hindrance in our lives will be destroyed in 2020 in the name of Jesus. Everything preventing you from getting to where God wants you to go will bow at the mention of the name of Jesus. God told the people of Israel through Moses that the Lord would destroy the nations. He would deal with them. And he gave them an example of how, when they were moving on, how God destroyed the nations. There is no obstacle, there is no barrier, there is no hindrance that your God cannot deal with. So you look at it that way. Any obstacle in 2020 to your blessing, to your breakthrough, to your healing, to your prosperity, to whatever God has for you, it will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. You see, the promised land where the children of Israel were going to was a place where God said that he would give them rest. Was a place where there would no longer be wilderness wanderers. Right. A place where they would know the peace. It says, a land flowing with milk and honey. That speaks of the blessings of God. Remember when the spies went to spy the promised land, and two of them had to carry a whole bunch of grapes on their shoulders because of the abundance of the land. That is where God is taking you and I to. And that is where the enemy does not want you to go to. And that is why he places obstacles in your midst, in front of you. But God says he will destroy them. Yeah. So you speak speak into your life in this year 2020. You speak into your situation in the name of Jesus and say, you obstacle be destroyed in Jesus' name. You hindrance go as a measure of the name of Jesus. Whatever is stopping me from getting to where God wants me to go, you will bow at the mention of the name of Jesus in the year 2020. Why? Because it is his word. He will destroy the nations. Amen. Let me say this, people of God. And I know I've said this here before. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Your enemy is not that person in your school or your workplace who is giving you a hard time. Your enemy is the spirit behind that person. So don't pray for their death. Okay? Don't pray that they're destroyed. Pray that they have a change of spirits. Pray that that spirit controlling their minds is destroyed and dealt with. Pray that their heart is softened. That person who sees you and just can't stand you will begin to like you in the name of Jesus. And God can do it. That's what we're praying about, people of God, that the hindrances, the obstacles in our way will be removed in the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, the name of the Lord, especially used in warfare, is the Lord of hosts. I like that, you know, because the word host means the Lord Commander of the heavenly armies. This is warfare, people of God. The Lord Commander of the heavenly armies. All he needs to do is just to speak a word, and it is done. Because he is the Lord Most High. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He speaks the word and it is done. That's why when David was facing the Philistine, he says, you come to me with sword, with spear and javelin. I come to you in the name of the Lord of Hosts. And therefore those who are with us are more than those who are against us. Because we have the heavenly army at our side. Because of the name of Jesus, because of the Lord whom we serve.
That's
right. So people of God, don't limit the power of God. Don't restrict the power of God. Don't think that God can't do it. Yes, he can. We don't know the army that God has at our disposal. Wasn't it the time, I know I'm digressing a bit, but it's okay. Was it? I think it was Elisha, wasn't it, one time, when the king of Israel waged war and then all these soldiers were facing Elisha. And then Elisha's servant was with him. And then he says, alas, master, what shall we do? Elisha then prayed for his servant and said, Lord, open his eyes. And when his eyes were opened, he saw the hills were full of soldiers and chariots all around them, because he knew now that they had the victory. It looks like initially it was just Elisha and his servant. But when his eyes were opened, he saw the army of God. Who can wage war against God and prevail? Tell me, show me that person. Who can wage war against our gods and succeed? The Goliath, as huge as he was, I defy you. I defy the armies of the living gods. What happened to him? The young boy David cut his head off. Who can stand before God and prevail? Who can match our gods with his strength, his wisdom? And if this God is with us, therefore, people of God, if this God is with us, if he is your father, if he is your king, if he is your Lord, therefore, what he has is at your disposal. What's there for us to fear? They that know the Lord their God shall be strong and shall do great exploits. People, as we go into this year, let that be our thoughts. Let that be our attitude. The third thing we see is this in the passage. Moses says to the people, and I want to encourage us also to with this thoughts. He says, be strong in the Lord. Amen? Turn to your neighbor, say, be strong in the Lord. Come on, look at them in the eye and tell them really properly. Look at them in the eye, tell them, be strong in the Lord. God is building us up to be strong men and strong women in him, to be men of power, men and women of power and authority who do great exploits with our gods. Moses told the people, be strong in the Lord. And we remember the passage we read it in Ephesians. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Why are we to be strong in the Lord? It's because there are battles to fight. Amen? There are battles to fight. But this, listen, when we're strong in the Lord, when it's, you see, I just remember those days, you know, thank God for salvation. When I was in secondary school, I went to secondary school in Nigeria. There were times, I admit, when I was a bit of a bully. When I would see people, and of course, you know, I'd get people to run away from me. And of course, it was the same for me as well. There are big people as well whom I would be scared of, and I wouldn't want to mess with them. Lord, thank you for salvation. But you know, the point is this. When you see a strong person, and then there's a weakling, normally that weakling tends to be scared or tends to panic or tends to worry. And you know that the strong person, therefore, gets the victory. Because they know that they have the strength to be able to overcome the obstacle and the hindrance. In the Lord we are strong. Those who are with us, he that is in us, is greater than he that is in the world. When we see ourselves as God sees us, as strong men and strong women, when we see ourselves as men and women of power and authority, you know what? It means then that we're not scared of the enemy. He may throw his arrows at us. He may try to threaten us. He may try to bully us. But he's just like a toothless barking dog, as they say. A dog without a bite. He can just bark, 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 and that's all it does. You see, listen, people of God, let's understand one thing. The enemy will try. Don't think that he won't. The enemy will try, but he is defeated. Amen. He is defeated in the name of Jesus, and that is why we silence hindrances, opposition. We silence the heresies, the lies of the enemy. He will try. Listen, was this not the enemy who tempted, who tried to tempt Jesus Christ to make him fall into temptation? Listen, if the enemy is going to try and tempt Jesus Christ, do you think that he won't try and tempt you? But who has the victory? Him or you? Come on, people of God. Who has the victory? You sound like you're not sure, people of God. Listen, you know what? We need to believe and really confess what we believe in. The confession of our faith. Say that, yes, that I am born again. I'm born of God. I have the victory. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. We need to speak the word. We speak it by faith into our situations, people of God. Be strong in the Lord. You see, another reason why we need to be strong in the Lord, people of God, is this. There is so much, and I'm sure you know this, so much heresy going on in the world today. So much false teaching.
That's right.
So much rubbish and junk and filth. And you listen and you think sometimes, what is truth and what is error? What is right and what is wrong? If the Bible can tell us, can warn us that Satan himself can be disguised like an enemy of light, it tells us that we need to be on our guard because there is so much deception going on. And when we're strong in the Lord, when by God's grace we listen to the voice of God, we can then know the truth from error. We can know right from wrong and we know which way to go. But people, we need to be strong in the Lord. We need to ensure that we are not deceived by the enemy. Because that is the one trick that enemy will try to play on each and every one of us. After all, that's what he did to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. You see, when you believe a lie is the truth, that's when you've been deceived. The moment the enemy whispers those lies in your ears, and you think that that is true, and you act on it, you act on that lie as if it's the truth, that's when deception has crept in. And we need to be on the guard against that in the year ahead. And the way we are on the guard against that is by being strong in the Lord. We cannot, people of God, and we must not be unaware of the devices of the enemy. The fourth point is this, and let this be our confidence as we go into this year, people of God. It says, God will neither leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Whatever it is you go through in the year 2020, people of God, if there's one thing that you're going to take away today from this message, I beg you, I implore you, let it be this, that God will neither leave you nor forsake you. Though the children of Israel, they rebelled against God so much, because to him, he saved them. Yes, they went through experiences that they should not have gone through because of their sin, because of their rebellion. Yes, true, I agree with that. They went through things that they should not have gone through, but the point is when they cried out to God, he heard them and he saved them. And God is telling us in this passage that he will neither leave us nor forsake us. Please, people of God, let me implore you to rest comfortably in that in the year 2020. That God is with you every step of the way. Whatever it is that you're going to go through in the year, God is with you. Amen. But the one thing that I decree over this congregation, over our lives, the year 2020, I decree this in the name of Jesus. There will be no loss in this place, either physically or spiritually. There will be no loss in the name of Jesus. In fact, rather than there being loss, there will be increase. There will be spiritual increase. There will be physical increase in the name of Jesus. We say no to loss. We say no to barrenness. We say no to the enemy coming in and scattering the sheep. We reject that in this year in the name of Jesus. We say no to people falling away due to heresies, due to lies of the enemy. We reject that in Jesus' name. We say no to any premature loss over this congregation, over God's people, in the name of Jesus. Rather, we say yes to rejoicing. We say yes to breakthroughs. We say yes to victories. We say yes to what God has for us in the year 2020, in the name of Jesus. Okay, we're not having a wash night service this year because of our building. But next year, when we have our wash night service, my prayer is that we're going to come rejoicing and thanking God, looking back at the year and saying, Lord, thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for what you have taken me through. Thank you that you took me through the year and you brought me to the end of it. Isn't that a powerful testimony if we could do that? And I know that God will do it. But we have to remember this, people of God. God's word does not fail. Let me read a passage to you, just three verses, from Joshua chapter 21, from verse 43 to 45. Let me read this. Joshua 21, 43 to 45. So the Lord gave to Israel all the lands of which he had sworn to give to their fathers, and they took possession of it and dwelt in it. The Lord gave them rest all around, according to all that he had sworn to their fathers. And not a man of all their enemies stood against them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hands. Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. Let me read verse 45 again, because that verse really excites me. Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. In the name of Jesus. You know, I'm laughing now, I'm smiling. Listen, in the name of Jesus, all that God has spoken over our lives will come to pass. I'm claiming this verse for myself and my family. Not a word failed. All came to pass. May what God has spoken over your life, over this congregation in 2020, come to pass in the name of Jesus. Not a single word will fail. Not a single word will go back to him void. But it will prosper into that thing to which it was spoken. That we, God's people, will know increase. We will know that blessing. We will know that strength. We will labor fervently. Because listen, people of God, there is work to do, by the way. I know we are, yes, that we're rejoicing and we're glad, praise God for that. There's work to do. Jesus said to his disciples, watch and pray. Amen? Turn to your neighbor, say, watch and pray. There's work to do in 2020. There are exploits. There is land to be possessed. But we do the work by listening to the voice of God, by watching and by praying. Whether that's praying in our homes, whether that's praying corporately, we watch and we pray. Because we know that God has great works for us. But people, I'm excited. I don't know about you. I'm excited about 2020. I want to see great things happening in our lives, in this congregation. And I know they will, because the Lord is with us. Amen. And therefore, for me personally, never mind the fact that I'm a pastor here, for me personally, I'm excited to be here. Yes, you all have lovely faces, but that's not why I'm excited to be here, it's because God is here. You having lovely faces is a bonus, of course, so God bless you. No, but seriously, I'm excited to be here because of what God is doing. And I believe that God, who's bringing us into 2020, will totally see us through. But people of God, let this be your confidence. The Lord goes before you, amen. Amen. And because he goes before you, let's rise to our feet. Because he goes before you, you have nothing to fear. Amen. Because he goes before you, you know that the certain the victory of God is yours. And it will come to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. So whatever the year 2019 has been, you're going to leave it in 2019. Wherever the highs and the lows have been, you're going to leave it in 2019. And as we cross over to 2020, like the children of Israel crossed over to their promised lands, we're going to know that rest, that peace, that breakthrough, that blessing that God has for us. Why don't you right now just pray for yourself and say, Lord, as I come into 2020, we have less than 60 hours and we're in 2020. As I come into 2020, I'm crossing over, Lord God, to know your peace, to know your blessing, to know your success, to know your prosperity in the name of Jesus. Claim that word right now. Yes, Lord, that you will neither leave me nor forsake me. Come on, claim that in the name of Jesus. Over your life, over your family. Lord, in the year 2020, you will neither leave me nor forsake me. You will be with me every step of the way. In the name of Jesus. And I want you to dedicate yourself to God. God told Moses, God said the children of Israel through Moses, be strong in the Lord. Listen, God does not see you as a weakling. God does not see you as a weakling. He sees you as a strong man, a strong woman in God, because of his power, his spirit upon you. See yourself as God sees you. Father, I receive your strength for the year 2020 to do great exploits for you. Whether it's in prayer, whether it's in worship, whether it's in ministry, whether it's just listening to your voice, I receive strength from you in the year 2020, Lord God, to do great exploits for you in the name of Jesus. That we'll enter into the year with rejoicing, with thanksgiving. And we will go, Lord, from victory to victory, from blessing to blessing, from strength to strength, in the name of Jesus. Father, even as we have said, let hindrances be silenced. Yes, Lord, let obstacles be brought low in the name of Jesus. Let God be glorified. And let we, his people, be blessed. Oh, thank you, Lord. Somebody give the Lord a clap offering, please. Just give the Lord a clap offering. Not to me, to him. Give him a clap offering. A shout of praise. A shout of praise. Let there be a shout in the camp. Let there be rejoicing in the camp. Let there be a song of victory in the camp. Because of all that our God is going to do for us in 2020. Our confidence is in our God. Our confidence is in our God. Our confidence is in our God. Not in our bank balance, not in our job, not in our contacts, not in the movers and shakers. In our God. So God, we go with you. As you go before us. As you tell us what to do, Lord, we put our trust, our hope, our everything in you. Father, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
as Pastor Tolly was speaking, I heard the Spirit of God saying to me that that you know, right now in the middle or the end of this service, that we ought to just lift up our families to God. And I just want to be obedient to the Spirit of God. And there are people in your family that you've been praying for. There are obstacles that they're facing even now. And as Pastor Tolly was speaking about God going before us and removing those obstacles, we want to remove those obstacles in the name of Jesus, because he has given us the authority to do that. So in our families that are broken, oppressed, the enemy is trying to get in. Speak to our children, our husbands, our wives, whispering words against them. We're going to stand against every enemy against our families in the name of Jesus. I'm being obedient to the Spirit of God, and I want every person who has a concern for their family right now to remove every obstacle in Jesus' name. And God has given you the authority. He's put a word in your mouth. Word in your mouth. The word of God is in your mouth. And God right now wants you to remove every obstacle that stands in the way of your sons, of your daughters, your husbands, your wives. Come on now, church. In the name of Jesus. Come on now. You come against the enemy. Come against the enemies. Come against those nations that stands in front of them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that the mention of his name, every demon flee and fly. Those that have been assigned against our family, we come against them in the name of Jesus. We come against them in the name of Jesus. He's coming for our children, but we cover our children with the blood of Jesus. He's coming for our homes. He's coming for our wives and our husbands, but we cover them with the blood of Jesus, and we remove every demon, every obstacle, every nation that stand in front of our families right now, this Sunday, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And we release them, we release them, we release them, we release them into our liberty, into our liberty, into our liberty. We declare the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over our families, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus that has power. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Just one more prayer. I just want you to pray for each other. Someone has come to your thought right now. Jesus prays for the believers in John 17. He says, I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Hallelujah. I just want us to pray for unity. Pray for each other. Break every hindrance in this assembly. And there is some. We're going to get rid of them right now in the name of Jesus. And we're going to declare love and unity in this house. Going into 2020, unity and love. That's where the strength is. Come on, right now, I just want you to pray for each other. Pray for each other. Pray for each other. Yeah, love somebody. Love somebody. Let every barrier be broken down. We're not going to go into 2020 divided, but we're going to go into 2020 united in love, because that's where the Spirit of God is right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for my brothers. I pray for my sisters. Oh, God, that they will receive strength. I pray that every need that they have will be met in the name of Jesus. Lord, where there is disunity, I break and I destroy in the name of Jesus. And I release your love over this congregation. In the name of Jesus, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. One more time, amen. Hallelujah. Praise your name, God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Tolu, for that message. Amen. We're coming to the end of the year next Sunday.